Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. Last Friday, the U.S. Treasury reported that for the 2017 fiscal year that ended September 30, the budget deficit was $666 billion. While massive, that amount is a flat-out lie. The actual deficit is several times larger. This fiscal year's financial statements have not yet been published. However, if you look at the federal government statements for the previous fiscal year, you will see that that year's budget deficit was officially $587 billion. However, on page 61 of the financial report, it is revealed that the present value of the unfunded liabilities for Social Security and Medicare increased $5.2 trillion above and beyond that reported budget deficit. This makes the actual prior year budget deficit almost 10 times what was claimed by the government. Sadly, the methodology used by the federal government to calculate unfunded Social Security and Medicare liabilities significantly understates the true deficit increase. By my calculation, the prior year federal budget deficit was actually somewhere around $9 trillion. Thus, for the September 30, 2017 fiscal year, I expect that the correct federal budget deficit will be somewhere around $9 to $10 trillion. That is more than 13 times what the Treasury Department reported 5 days ago. So, what kind of difference does the correct budget deficit make? According to the U.S. Bureau of Economic Analysis, America's annual gross domestic product is now between $18 and $19 trillion. That means that the federal government is spending money in excess of its revenues every year, equal to about 6 months of GDP. That level of massive overspending is simply not sustainable. Think of it this way. The actual annual budget deficit is more than $100,000 for a family of four. Can you afford to give more than $25,000 per family member per year to the federal government above and beyond what you already pay? If you can't, well, what are you going to do about it? That's it for now. Come back Friday for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WYLS or McDonald Broadcasting.